Hi Krishna, this is Dhanadhar Swami. Is anyone there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, I had quite a bit of difficulty getting on, so the reception won't be so good. I need something to sit by here.
Okay.
You can all hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
You can hear? Okay. Well, what I'm going to do today is I'll just speak a little bit about Radha. Okay? I have to sit next to the... 1 second. Om Gyanati Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. No, I just need on the floor. Okay, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from okay. Thank you. Greetings from where am I? From Shama Ashram in Cali, Colombia. Wow, what a wonderful weekend. We had a Bhagavad Gita seminar from 10 to 5, 6 to 9 on Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 today. We had 50 people. Very intelligent. Okay. It's okay. Okay, very intelligent, educated class. And then from 5 to 9, we had our Radhastami festival because the ISKCON people have it on Tuesday. No, this is the... We want to have our festival, so... We had 100 people, and it was a great program. So I thought I'd share with you some of the ideas of Radha Tattva. What I first explained was I asked people to think of something very confidential, something good, very confidential, that you can't share with another person. And then I ask him, why can't you share it with that person? And what makes something confidential? Because the other person has another frame of reference and can't understand what you're saying. Not only can't understand what you must what you're saying, but will understand it in the wrong way, or probably even in a negative way. So from that, I discussed how that the confidentiality of the pastimes of Radha, and how usually we don't speak it in such a public, in a public setting, and how it's so confidential that even in our main text, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha's name is not directly mentioned. She's mentioned, but not directly. They talk about one gopi because Krishna left the rasa dance. And this is from the CC. Lord Krishna's desire in the Ras Leela circle is perfectly complete, but Srimati Radharani is the binding link in that desire. I didn't explain this part. Some things I'll explain to you that I won't explain to the regular group. The rasa dancers not shine in the heart of Krishna without Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he also gave up the circle of the rasa dance and went out to search for her. Since Krishna's lusty desires were not satisfied even in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis, and he was thus searching after Srimati Radharani, we can easily imagine how transcendentally qualified she is. So her name is not mentioned there. Krishna leaves the rasa dance, she leaves the rasa dance, the other gopis are searching, and then by the footprints they see that Krishna left for someone else. And they say, the gopis themselves say, Anaya Radhito Nunam. There's no other that worshiped Radha so good. Anaya Radhita Nunam. Bhagavan Harir Ishvara. Yanovithaya Gopi. Because he left everyone else for her. So it's really interesting because, you know, half of the audience was not devotees. They came maybe from our teacher training. And the feedback I got, and I explained to people why things confidential spiritually that we have, why they need to be couched in tattva. And that was Prabhupada's expertise. That he would explain things that were very difficult to understand, but he would put them within a frame of reference that would give you some access to them. So I told the audience that that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to give them a frame of reference by which they can reasonably understand a confidential subject matter. I said, what is the misunderstanding? The misunderstanding is that Radha and Krishna have the form of boy and girl, and they have relationships that are the form of the relationship between boy and girl. I explained the term prejudice. And what prejudice means, we prejudge things based on a similar experience in the past that doesn't really apply to what we're understanding at the moment. I gave the example of people of prejudice against black. I know some person, he grew up in Baltimore, he had a lot of problems with black people. Now, every time he sees a black person, he thinks that black people are bad. It's not that black people are bad. He had that experience. And now he projects it on the circumstance in a way that a similar form is not with the same consciousness as he's seen perhaps before, or how he perceived it, whether it was there or not. That's what prejudice is. And we're all filled with so much prejudice. Because we have prejudice, we prejudge things. We don't actually understand reality. We don't understand things, as Prabhupada would say, as it is. And how prone we are, therefore, to look at Radha and Krishna's pastimes, which have the form of intensity. It makes so sense, a form of intensity. That is the cosmic, ontological form of intensity. Boy and girl is the form of intensity. But the question is, what is the consciousness of that intensity? Not what is the form of that intensity. The consciousness of that form of that intensity in this world is lust, and in that world it's love. And therefore, the analogy is of similarity and great difference is between iron and gold, both being metal, but the quality is so different. The quality is so different. So the embraces, the sidelong glances of Radha and Krishna have an intensity, but the intensity is love, and it's devotion. Unless you have a frame of reference of devotion, you'll misunderstand it as something mundane. Therefore, I generally mostly speak about Radha and Krishna when I am in Vrindavan. and when we're going to holy places, and we have, and we have some experience. We have some experience of Baba. It makes sense. When you're experiencing devotion, then you can see devotion. And if you don't experience devotion, then you'll see things according to the form. It is like a type of spiritual autism. Autism literally means someone can't read a mind. You can only see the form. You can't read the mind. And people have autism or Asperger's or something like that. They're socially awkward because it's not just seeing forms. You have to understand what those forms mean. And therefore, you can't react to them properly. It's the same thing. It's Radha and Krishna's forms. But what do those forms represent? What do they actually mean? So, therefore, these subjects are confidential. We have 10 cantos. We speak of them first. We study first, the first 9 cantos. And then I told people, you know, therefore, I will couch it in tattva. And to the extent I feel I've established a frame of reference, I will give you something. And then I was able to give some nice lila and after explaining the tattva. And I was really surprised how many people came up to me. I mean, from the parents and aunts of Shyamasundari to... Oh, there's one lady that comes with her children. I've never seen such pious children. I think they're 10, 11, or 9, 10, 11. I've never seen two girls. I've never seen such pious people. Honestly speaking, from what families they are, to how they look, to the politeness, to their religiosity. And even they came up, and I asked, well, oh, yes, we understood. And they explained to me what they understood. But I'm giving you a little bit different than what was there because you have more of a frame reference. I didn't read Bhakti Siddhanta's article, but I think I could share it here. To be able to observe the lofty position of Srimati Radharani and her confidential associates is not within the realm of the common people. Especially only those who engage constantly in intimate, confidential, and eternal loving service to her understand this sacred truth. Conversely, no one for that matter can fathom the mysteries and esoteric implications of such pastimes except her confidential associates. The day when our link with this material world is limited to the barest necessities, and furthermore, when our trivial opinions, concocted austerities, pious works, so-called knowledge and mystic power considered worthless like straw, when our worship of Narayan in his mood of majesty is not relishable in the least, at that time when we are not inclined at all to be outspoken in the confidential topics of divine pastimes like the Rasa dance, only then will we be fit candidates to receive such confidential information. The service to Lordship Sri Sri Radha Govinda is not expressible in common language. The use of the words swakya, parakya usually become intermingled with our own intense residual desires of sense gratification. It is for this reason, due to a lack of qualified people, that the divine pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna cannot be discussed, heard, and understand by the common people of this world. And in saying there is few qualified people is not an exaggeration. So I couched it in some caution. And then I gave tattva. And this is the way I try to explain it to people. And they actually understand there's some reasonability to the conception. And what I try to explain to them is you have to understand the relationship between pleasure, love, and beauty. and first establish within this world that everyone is seeking pleasure, and that pleasure is love. This people can understand. You can have everything in the world, the most money, the best sex life, the most power, the biggest reputation. But if there is no love, if you don't experience love, you will never experience happiness. People can identify with that. So I said, if that's the grounding principle here, why should that principle not exist in the source? And this is how I explain it exists in the source. There's pleasure, and pleasure is love. And love means to give the best. So I explained there's an existential reality of pleasure. Rasa Vaisaha, the Upanishad says. The absolute reality is pleasure, of love. So there's an existential reality. It's part of reality. I said there is God, who is Shaktiman, the possessor of energy, the Purusha principle, the male principle. And there is the feminine principle, which is the Shakti. Radha is the Purna Shakti. And the energy serves its source to give pleasure, and pleasure is love. Ladini Shakti. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is Krishna Prem, is love of God. And when that love of God is heightened to the highest degree, it's called Mahabhav. Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Sarupini. She's the form of that love. That's the principle in the universe. And with that, and that principle, is the energy is as important as its source. And we have that reverence for that feminine principle of the source. I described it's just like a rose. The rose, God is like the rose. The color, the fragrance, the texture is Radha. If you take away Radha, what is God? He's Brahman. You take away Radha, God is Brahman. There's no qualities. There's no qualities. So this is the principle. The principle is I love you. And therefore, I love you means offering the best. We could see that in this world. There are so many examples. How I love you means the best. I always give the example of Prabhupada coming out of his room. And someone offers Prabhupada a garland. I was there. It's white flowers, just singly string, nothing elaborate. There's no fragrance in them. They're wilted. And they're purchased outside. Prabhupada curled his lips in distaste. Your worshiping guru is representative of God. And this is your love. So love, there's concrete expression of love. And there's an ultimate reality where there's a concrete expression of love, where the best is offered. But the best is offered for love. And therefore, I explain Radharani's qualities. If you have a conception of God and God's love or God's pleasure, what is the intensity of that? If there's a God and God wants to enjoy, what is the intensity of his energy that gives him pleasure, which is Ladini Shakti, which ultimately is manifest as Radha? What is the intensity? And how is it expressed? It's expressed in beauty and qualities. And I always quote from the Ujjvala Nilamani, that the beauty of Radharani's eyes defeats the beauty of a blue lotus. The beauty of Radharani's face defeats a forest of blue lotuses. And the luster of her body puts gold in a painful situation. I love you, therefore I am beautiful. Not I am beautiful, therefore I want to control you. There's such a different consciousness. Radharani's fragrance is described. Her fragrance is, she's in a forest of magnolia trees. Krishna's 100 yards away, and he smells Radha's fragrance. Why not? Why not? If there is a God, why should not his pleasure be expressed to the infinite degree and that beauty and cooking? Radha is the best cook. She cooks every day for Krishna. And her love is manifest in the fragrance, the textures, and she's the best cook. And the sensual experience of eating Radha's cooking for Krishna and the love that you experience, or Krishna experiences by eating that cooking as much as a grandmother who loves her child cooks specially for a child, and the child comes and the child eats the grandma's cooking. My grandmother on my father's side, when we used to come to her house, she used to cook angel food cake. It was so golden. I mean, it was golden. And it was the texture. And we take that, and we'd experience grandma's love. But what if it is Radha cooking for Krishna? What would be the color? What would be the texture? What would be the fragrance? What would be the taste? And that's, so Radharani is the embodiment of that, and all qualities. All qualities. And then it's important to describe that, because that's pleasure, love, that the 25th quality of Radha is that she always keeps Krishna under her control. Now, that makes complete sense, because God is not hard-hearted, and a person who has a soft heart becomes controlled by love. That's the supremacy of personality, is you can be controlled by love. Think of a loving grandmother. She's controlled by the affection of her children, and the children are controlled by her affection. When you love, you just want to serve. And serve means to be controlled by the desire of the person whom you love. So this is another point that we explained. Why Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She is the bewilderer of the bewilderer of Cupid. Because Krishna is completely subservient to her love. And I told many stories like this. I'm not going to tell them today. But I told many, many stories how Krishna is controlled by Radha's love. and then in our Acharya's, this point that we actually worship Radha more than Krishna. And that's Gaudiya Vaishnavism. I brought that out from different Acharyas, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when this one king, he came and done Dandavat Parikram of Radha Kund. He did Dandavat Parikram of Radha Kund. And and they came to Bhakti Siddhanta and said, you know, the king here, or he was like, you know, he did. He said, why? He said, because he wanted to get Krishna's, he was worshiping Krishna. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, he said, the only reason, I'm not impressed, the only reason we worship Krishna is because Radha loves him so much. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was asked if he had a choice of doing bhajan any place in the world, what place would you choose? And he said, I would choose Kurukshetra. And they were confused because Gaudiya Vaishnavas are more interested in Vrindavan and Mayapur and Puri than Kurukshetra. We know the Gita is spoken there, but the Gita is the ABCs, the Bhagavatam, you know, it's your bachelor's. The Bhagavatam is the master's. The CC is the PhD. So he said, why? Why? He said, because I am Radhika Dasyam. I am the servant of Radha, and that's her greatest moment of need. Well, we know the story of Kurukshetra. She went there, and she was with Krishna after 96 years, but in separation, and wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So, and then I was reading from Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said some startling things. I'm going to read a few there for you today. He said, Radha is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statements given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is simply her decoration. Radharani is the symbol of the topmost bhakti. Of the topmost bhakti is so powerful she has worshipped Krishna. Therefore, Vrajavasis take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani, for she recommends, oh, here is a nice devotee. Krishna must accept. We should be more interested in Radharani, for however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please Radharani, we can very easily understand Krishna. The devotee taking advantage of Krishna's infinite nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray for Radharani's compassion. If everyone is attracted to Krishna and Krishna is attracted to Radharani, we can imagine the position of Sri Radha. We should try to offer her our obeisance in saying, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Radharani is very dear to Krishna, and if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain Krishna. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts him, no matter how foolish he may be. So, this was a bit of the tattva. And I also liked that we sung some songs. I call them the Vrindavan National Anthem. And there's three songs that are really prominent about Radharani. First is Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavam. Muninda Vinda Vandate Triloka Harani Pasana Vakka Panka Jaina Kunja Bhuvilasani Vajendra Banu Nandani Vajendra Suna Sangate Katakarisya Sihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Ashoka Vriksha Valari Vatana Manda Pastate Pavala Vala Pala Vapa Parumangri Komale Parabhayasparat Kare Prabhuta Sampadalaye kada karisya sihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam ashoka vriksha valari vatana manda pastate pavala vala palava prabharunangri komale varabhayasparat kare prabhuta sampadale kada karisya sihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. That's one. And Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai, jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. And I also sing Shama Gauri Nitya Kishori, Pritama Jori Sirahe. Rasika rasilo, chaila chabilo, gunagara bilo, si krishna, jaya jaya radhe, jaya radhe radhe, jaya radhe, jaya si radhe. So, in this place of bad connection, and the challenges I had to get on, I had to try about 10 times to connect, but we did it, so I was able to give something, of course. So, are there any questions? I don't know if you're even possible to unmute the phone. I would appreciate if someone could send me an email and at least say that you're still there.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, great. Great. I'm going to get back to you both. I think it's a great plan. You can meet me in Mayapur, and we'll go together to Puri.
We'll go.
That's great.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Tota Gopinath here.
Tota Gopinath. Haribo. Great. Haribo. Good. People are listening. Great. Anybody else say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Priya.
Priya, you know, Priya, I heard there's going to be a very beautiful Radhastami ceremony at CNJ. I even heard that my godbrother Sachinandana Swami may have come. Let's see. Okay. And Priya, you have to visit me here. There's many nice girls about your age. So one day your mother will take you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Gail here.
Gail here. Haribo, Gail.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, you'd love the people here, Gail, I'll tell you. You met Yina, right? Your friend Yina from Colombia, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's many people like like that. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, I'm going to end a little bit early today. It's just, okay, well, thank you all for coming on. Vanshikalpa TV Center.